Unfortunately, we're no closer to all this time again. The answer that I'm getting is an unsatisfactory one. They're saying that we're unsuccessful, which we're fully aware of, on the last tranche of funding from the Department of Arts and Heritage. So again, they've been told here today, the motion's been passed, and the response that I'm getting is that we'll apply again next year. And I think that that's too watery of an answer, because as I've said before, like, there's loved ones down there, and the graveyard's still open for anybody that wants to bury someone down there. And like, how can you have a graveyard open for burials but not open for the public to access on a daily basis to visit their loved ones? I think it's an awful contradiction to any local authority.
And we have heard ourselves on Highland Radio, you have heard from your constituents, there are people who wish to go to their parents' graves, their loved ones' graves, and they can't. And this is a source and a reason and a cause of genuine grief in that area.
It is indeed, and you can imagine how hurtful and painful it is for families that have loved ones buried in there that can't access the graves to pay their respects, with signs there with no entrance and stuff like that. I think it's nothing short of a disgrace in the current day and age, and also, like, we're about to head to celebrate the 15th anniversary since the birth of Colum Kill, which this place was the education place of Colum Kill in 521. So if you take it, if we're heading now to do a landmark event to try and celebrate something like that, and we're sitting here at the moment with the old abbey closed, it doesn't stand a sense.
And is there any question about money coming from the church, from other sources, or has every source been identified and has every source been explored as far as you're concerned?
Well, no, I feel that there's other sources of funding that we should be exploring, and I've brought that again and raised it at the meeting today, because even through a C&E, community enterprise-led project for a tourism point of view, and for to create some type of a tourist attraction in Kilmacrenan, because, as I said before, it was the education place of Colum Kill, I think we should be tapping down more avenues. I've asked the council and called on them again today to do that, and I feel now that maybe after hearing that we're so close to the 1500th anniversary, maybe they will start acting and moving on it here now and get some money pumped in, the much needed funding, to make it open to the public and make it safe to allow people to be able to visit their loved ones on a daily basis, weekly basis, or need it be only at the annual graveyard mass. We need to get it back open again, and also maybe a massive influx of money to be able to leave it as a tourist attraction for the village.